We're going to complete the eighth parak of Maseches Klayim. We're up to Parakas Mishnah Hay. So we were just discussing how when it comes to Kalei Behema, what determines whether an animal is of the same species or not is whether it has a mother from the same species. Normally you could tell the difference. The Gemara Chulin Dafayin Tes tells us that you could tell who its mother was. You know, if you have a mule and you're not sure if the mother was a horse or the mother was a donkey, you could look at certain simanim of the ears and the tail and the sound that it makes when it brays, and you'll be able to tell what the mother was. So over here we're going to talk about where that's not always the case, meaning there are certain types of animals where it's not so easy to tell who the mother was. So prutios asuros. Prutios are a type of mule. If you have two prutios, you're not allowed to mate them together because you don't know if the mother was a horse or the mother was a donkey. So it could be that one of them, the mother was a horse, the other one, the mother was a donkey, and therefore they can't be mated together. Vaharamach mutar. But a ramach, which is another type of animal, where the mother is always a horse, is going to be mutzer, because to mate them together, because every ramach the mother was a horse, so you know exactly what it was. So since we always determine what an animal is by its mother, so it's perfectly fine to mate ramachs together. Now, in general, we have different types of animals. We have chayos and we have behemos and we have shratzim, and each type of animal has its own different halachos. So the Mishnah is now going to identify what's what. Between now and the next Mishnah, we're going to identify what's a behemoth, what's a chaya, we also have oaf and sheretz, but we're not going to talk about ofos over here. The adnei hasada chaya. Adnei hasada is some type of wild, not in the sense of like chaya, like a wild beast, but like an unbelievable creature, almost a mythical creature, you would say, that resembles a human in a certain way. If you look at the Bar Tanura, how he describes it, chaya hagadela basados, it grows in the field. Ukumin chevel gadol yotzi min haaretz shegadabo osachaya. There's like this rope that comes out of the ground that the chaya grows from, ushma yadua, and everyone knows its name. Vuhu yudoni akasu b'torah, it's the yudoni that the Torah refers to. And listen to this, umuchubar b'tiburo ba'osu chevel hayotzi min ha'aretz. It has like an umbilical cord. It's attached by its umbilical cord to the ground. V'tzurasu tzuras adam b'tzapartzuf b'yadayim v'raglayim, and its face and its hands and its feet look like a human being. Ve'im kalbriya rasha l'kari v'ilav, no one can get close to it, ki hu horig v'tor because it will kill and rip apart anyone that gets close to it. And if you want to trap it, you just shoot at the rope that attaches it to the ground, at the umbilical cord, and as soon as that umbilical cord is severed, it will die immediately. That is this animal that we're describing, wild. So this Adnei Asada has the status of a chaya, which means that that when it dies, the Nevela is metame, like a nevela of a chaya is metame, meaning the dead body of a human being is metame ba'ohel. Dead body of a chaya is metame b'masa. So this is metame b'masa, not metame ba'ohel. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, metamos ba'ohel ka'adam. That it has a status like a person, and it's metame ba'ohel like a person. So now the Mishnah tells us about other animals. Hakupad, the chuldas hasunoyim, chaya, a porcupine, and a stone marten, which is some type of weasel, have a status of a chaya, which means that it's nevela is metame b'masa. Chuldas hasenayim, but a stone, with regard to the chuldas hasenayim we were just talking about, not everyone agrees that it has a din of a chaya. Rabbi Yossi Omer Beishamay Omer. Rabbi Yossi says that the Beishamay say that it's somewhat like a chaya, but also somewhat like a sheretz metame kezayis b'masa. That you need a kezayis of it to be metame, and it's metame b'masa. Ka'adosha b'maga, and if you have a ka'adosha of it, it's metame b'maga, meaning normally a chaya is metame b'masa, but only a kezayis of a chaya is metame b'masa. A sheretz is metame with a tiny amount, even b'ka'adosha, but b'maga, not b'masa. So So we give this the chumras of both the chaya and the sheretz, in that it's metame kezayis b'masa and kaadasha b'magra. So the Tanakama holds that the chuldas hasanoyim is a pure chaya, and Rabbi Yossi says that Beishamai holds that it has the chumras of both the chaya and a sheretz. Now Mishnah Vav, going on the same theme of identifying what's what. Shor bor min behema, a wild ox is a type of a behema, and therefore has all the halachas of behema. The primary differences in halacha between a behema and a chaya are with regard to the chelev and with regard to kisui adam. When it comes to chelev of a behema is aser, chelev of a chaya is mutter. Kisui adam is a mitzvah to do on the dam of a chaya after you shecht a chaya, but there's no mitzvah to do kisui adam on the dam of a behema. So shor bor is a min behema. Rabbi Yossi omer min chaya. Rabbi Yossi says no, it's not. It's a min chaya. Kelev min chaya. A dog is a type of chaya. Now, by the dog, it's not shaykh to talk about doing kisei adam or whether the chaylev is mutter, because a dog is also is not a kosher animal anyway. So that's what the Bartanura points out. By the kelev, it says nafkamina lekosev kol chaya shebereshus oliacher. Nafkamina is, if let's say I made an agreement to give all the chayos that I own to somebody else, so is my dog included? So since a dog is a chaya, yes, it is included. Rabbi Meir Omer min behema. Rabbi Meir says that no, a dog is a type of behema. It is not a type of chaya. So chazir min behema, a pig is a type of behema. Arod min chaya, a wild donkey is a chaya. Hapil va'kof min chaya, an elephant and a monkey are a type of chaya. It's interesting that we identify dafka, an elephant, and a monkey. The elephant and the monkey are also the only two creatures about which we say explicitly that one is supposed to say a bracha of mishana habrios. No, it's not the only two. There's also an owl. Elephant, monkey, and owl are singled out. There's an argument to be made that elephant, monkey, and owl are all in some way similar to a human being, and that's why there's a Mishana Habrios, that of course Baruch Hu's Mishana, the Tzura of a human being, to make these other creatures. An elephant is very smart, a monkey obviously has a lot of similarities to a human being, and an owl has eyes in front of his face, like a human being has, like no other animals really have. So anyway, but over here we're just identifying what category it fits into. So we're saying that it's a chaya. Va'adam mutarim kulam. A person is allowed to do work together with all the different types of animals. Limshoch v'lachro shalahanig, to pull or to plow or to lead the animal, because the Bartanur explains, because the pasuk says lo sachrosh b'shar u'b'chamar, but avalato choresh ba'adam b'shar, ba'adam b'chamar. You could be choresh with an adam and a shor together, or with an adam and a chamar together. That would be no problem. So a person could harness himself with an animal and pull a plow together with the animal, and that would be no problem. So again, what we learned today is in Mishnah Hay, we learned that about certain types of animals that you cannot tell what the mother is just by looking at the animal, and therefore they cannot be mated together. And then the rest of Mishnah Hay and the entirety of Mishnah Vav identifies what's called a chaya and what's called a sheretz. That was in Mishnah Hay and Mishnah Vav. What's called the chaya and what's called the behema. The difference between a chaya and a sheretz is as far as the tumas nevela that you're going to have from the carcass, that a chaya is metame b'kazayis b'masa, and a sheretz is b'kadasha b'maga. And the difference between a behema and a chaya, which we identified in Mishnah Vav, is whether there's a mitzvah of kisei adam and whether the chelev is aser, and also if a person promises that he's going to sell all of his chayos, so what's included in that category. So for example, we said a dog is a chaya, a pig is a behema, and we had that discussion of that very unusual creature that's in some way similar to a human being. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the ninth and final perek of Maseches Kelayim.